Welcome to the Healthcare Advocacy Podcast. On this podcast, you will hear stories to encourage, inspire, and empower you to be the best healthcare advocate that you can be for yourself or for a loved one. The information provided in this podcast is not to be used for any medical advice. This is for information only and to support you in your journey. Please consult with your physician and medical team. In fact, share your favorite episode with your team and ask questions from there. On this episode of Empower Me Healthcare Advocacy Podcast, I'd like to talk a little bit about a personal story of mine. So in April, I decided to go to my primary care physician to ask for some additional testing, specifically looking for non-celiac gluten sensitivity. And I spoke with the scheduler about this, so they had the notes. When I got to the appointment, the nurse practitioner told me that I already had this test done 10 years ago and it came back negative. But I said I was looking for a very specific test and I had the name of it written down. And she said that they can't order that test. And the particular healthcare system or the doctor that I go to, they're part of a group and they basically use algorithms to decide, you know, what test to order when. I asked for another test, and again, they said they put the test in, and an algorithm popped back up and said that this test is not something that they can order. So she basically said, well, if you don't feel comfortable eating gluten, then don't. And that was the end of her education to me. I kind of felt at a loss because I had gone in there with my list of questions and I had asked her the questions I wanted to ask, but then I got shot down and really not provided any additional guidance. They did take some blood work that day, and when the blood work came back, it showed my cholesterol levels, the overall cholesterol was good, but I was concerned about the LDL level being right there on the borderline of abnormal. And also I was concerned about my A1C being significantly more elevated than I thought it would be, since I eat a very plant-based diet with some organic chicken or beef that's grass-fed. And I eat healthy quality fats. I am not eating out fried foods. So I don't eat a lot of sugar, definitely not added sugar. So I was quite confused as why my A1C would be as elevated as it was, even though it wasn't considered pre-diabetic. She wasn't concerned. She said, come back in a year, and she wouldn't do any additional testing. I asked for some fasting glucose testing and they said no. So, as a healthcare practitioner, I was kind of surprised that they didn't provide any other education. The handouts that they gave were very basic handouts, things that I was already doing. Didn't seem to really have an interest in answering my questions. And I don't know if that's because they thought I was crazy or if she didn't have the answers. But either way, I found that frustrating as a patient to not be listened to. So basically at that point, I felt like I had two choices, and I guess possibly a third. I could have asked to see a different provider. Alternatively, I could go to a completely different provider. The only problem with that is that would all be out of pocket. And at this moment in time, I've chosen not to do that because the option that I did find helpful for me with my background in physical therapy and the knowledge that I have, I felt comfortable going back to some of the books that I've read and going back to the courses that I've taken for the information. But this is not something that everybody should do if you if you don't have that background knowledge, you should be finding a practitioner who can really help support you because they know the literature, they know the information, and they can help kind of guide you appropriately for what's going on. Because if you are trying to go it alone, that can be very scary and you don't know where to begin and it's overwhelming. Everybody's telling you different things. There's so many quick fixes out there that are not healthy options. Detox diets that really aren't based in any research. So I do caution you, if you don't have that medical background or don't have access to research-based information, to seek out that alternative provider. And as a physical therapist, I know that I can be one of those providers now that I have additional nutrition training, and that's what I had been drawing on now to work through some of these issues. And I will say now, since April, I have chosen to be gluten-free and dairy-free. And I personally decided that it is the FODMAPs, the specific sugars that are in the food, that is causing me issues. And I went back through my entire childhood and thought about things that have happened to me in the past and what were my triggers. And it isn't just wheat, and it isn't just dairy. And so I kind of have been able to come to that conclusion on my own, but I still wish that my general practitioner would have helped me out with that, because a FODMAP diet and information on FODMAPs is not that far-fetched from the questions I was asking, and definitely could have been addressed if not by that practitioner. She could have suggested somebody else. And so if I were to go back in there again, as somebody who doesn't maybe have this information, that's what I would recommend, is either going to another practitioner altogether, or if that's not a possibility due to your financial situation, going back into your primary care doctor and either asking to speak with another practitioner within the practice, or specifically asking for more guidance on how to work on these issues that you are concerned about. So I kind of was taken aback in the office when I was there, and even though I had my questions written down, I wasn't expecting her to give me the answers that she gave me, and so I needed some time to kind of process that, and going back in and having another conversation with them about how they can best help me would be the next best thing to do. And that was kind of an eye-opener, that even though I felt like I was taking the right steps to look for my optimal health, I wasn't feeling supported, and you just need to keep going. So I guess I should probably update you guys in a few months if I do decide to go back in to speak with my general practitioner about these issues. But so far, so good. I really am feeling a lot better and feeling good about what I'm eating and how what I'm eating is making me feel. And I guess that for me, that's the bottom line. I will go back and get blood tests again next year to see how that A1C level is doing. But right now, I don't have any other signs to concern me for prediabetes, but it definitely runs in my family, and so that family risk factor was high. But genetics is only one part of it. The environment that you are living in, what you are eating, how you are exercising and moving, your mindset, all of those things are worth more value-wise than just your genetics. So you have the power to control these outcomes, even if you have a family history. Your actions and your thoughts absolutely contribute to your outcome. So even if you do get into a situation like I did in April, you still can be in control and you still have options available to you. And I encourage you, if you've ever felt like that, go ahead and send me a comment or send me an email. I'll put that in the show notes, and I'll be happy to get back to you to help support you in your journey for self-advocacy, because no one else is going to advocate for you like you can. So thanks so much for joining me today, and I look forward to having more conversations with different healthcare practitioners and families and patients in the future to hear their stories, their struggles, and how they are overcoming these challenges and getting the care that they need.